This is MSU Today. I'm Russ White. Michigan State University is establishing the Folio Chair of Spirituality in its College of Arts and Letters. Chris Long is dean of the college.
Well, Father Jake came to me some time ago talking about the possibility of creating a chair in spirituality in the College of Arts and Letters, and that immediately resonated with me because of the vision that Father Jake has for the notion of spirituality itself, which is really a sense of articulating the whole person and how we can help each individual lead a meaningful life over the course of their lives. And so that's at the heart of what the liberal arts is all about in the College of Arts and Letters. And we see our mission as at the center of the MSU mission to cultivate the next generation of citizen leaders in the country. And an important part of that is to have people take the time that they need to take to think about their lives as a whole. And what the Chair for Spirituality will enable us to do is to help our students come to terms with who they are as individual human beings embedded in communities in which meaning is made and a difference is made so that we can create a more just and caring lives, more just and caring lives for one another.
The Folio Chair is named to honor Father Jake Folio, an alumnus and Roman Catholic priest still in active ministry after more than 50 years of service to the MSU community through St. John's Student Parish, 11 years on the faculty, and as an invaluable spiritual advisor for countless student athletes and coaches. For Father Jake, religion is a spiritual matter, but spirituality encompasses more than religious belief and practice. It draws in the myriad ways that humans seek meaning and define what matters most in their lives and to their communities.
No, on the contrary, it's not synonymous with religion. I've been fighting that synonymity, if that's a word, all my life. They're religion and spirituality are not synonymous. And so we believe that spirituality is there's millions of definitions, and what makes more sense to us, and that it took a long time to try to get a hold of for me, was that spirituality is the seeking and the practice of excellence in being a human being. That's the whole thing. And some people do that with the help of religious information, and others are secular. They have other sources that corroborate that. So with this dual excellence, Aristotle said excellence is virtuous excellence in function. And we believe that there has to be dual excellence for our graduates. That anybody that graduates from this university, which I love, should be a professional in whatever field they're trained in. They should be excellent in their science, whether it's agriculture, music, the arts, whatever. But it's not good enough to have one excellence. They have to be excellent also in the art, skill, knowledge, and practice of their humanity. Because the only way to apply the beauty of what they know and their science is through their humanity. And if you don't touch me, Russ, humanly, I don't listen to you. And there's a lot of people who have great excellence in their science, but they cannot apply it. And so we have to practice both our science. We never a good professional never stops practicing what they do in their science. But they should always have to practice being a human being. It does not come natural. You are rational animals, and we're born to follow our instincts, which are very beautiful. But we have the ability in our evolutionary development to transcend, go above and beyond instinct, which takes a lot of effort and a lot of grace, graciousness. And to me, the essence of being a humane person and the dean and I have talked, and about this, and that's why I want it to be in arts and letters. We've talked about being able to go above and beyond instinct to the nth degree is to become a perfect human being, and there aren't any. And so it means to be loving, and love is the transcendence, not to put down our passions and emotions, but to transcend them for a greater purpose. And that's to be able to love. And Aristotle and the Greeks have great definitions for love. In religious parlance, the Abrahamic religions, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, the essence of what they believe is the essence that can describe them as love. And if it ain't love, it is not God. Or it is not being a good human being. And so it's not only eros, which is reciprocity, but agape, which is, if you don't scratch my back, I'll still scratch yours. It's not just reciprocity. The chair and the person that we're already seeking to understand who that person might be should be talented in whatever field they have, but they should be able to project excellence and not demand it in curricula and other things for to help them be excellent in those two ways, all their graduates. So that would mean providing whatever curricula or information or anything like that to enhance their humanity. It wouldn't be like a sine qua non that you have to do it or you can't graduate, but it would be offered to them. We want to offer the necessity for values in order to be a good professional. And I think that there's a good word that Chris and I discuss, the word wisdom. And wisdom, as they say, you know, comes with old age. That's a bunch of baloney. You know, I'm 88 and I'm not wise, so I'm working at it. So it's not, wisdom is a great definition, the utilization of knowledge. So knowledge by itself, being excellent in your science, is not good enough unless you can package it humanly. And so many, I'm going to pick on, you know, if a person is a professional, lawyer, doctor, a business person, farmer, if they can't in some way know people and know how to package the information, they remain ineffective. So it takes a lot of practice. When animals are in heat, as far as I know, they copulate. When they're hungry, they eat even their own. And when they're angry, they kill. That's us. And to transcend those basic, the worst thing we could do in any, whether it's religion or any kind of humanity, is to put down our passions. They're beautiful. But they have to not rule us in the sense that they transcend. We're able to transcend them for a better reason. For instance, loving an enemy. But I think wisdom is the utilization of knowledge, and I think that we want to have graduates who help the formation of wise professionals.
Yeah, Father Jake gestures to the idea of wisdom, and as a philosophy professor, you know, that resonates with me in particular. And one of the things we should think about with respect to philosophy as an endeavor is that it is the love of wisdom, the philia, is at the heart of that endeavor. And it goes back to the points that Father Jake's making about agape and eros and the different dimensions of love. So part of what it means to be fully human and to pursue and to love wisdom is also to recognize the dimensions where we fall short. And to come to terms with our own finitude, our own fallibility, and the fact that we make mistakes. And so part of the exciting opportunity we have here with this chair in spirituality is to fully embed these kinds of questions about what it means to be human and how you enact that humanity in whatever profession that you undertake. So the College of Arts and Letters is the home of the integrative arts and humanities, a part of our general education curriculum. So we teach 7,000-8,000 students a year in this curriculum in the arts and the humanities. So we envision that the chair in spirituality will have a critical role to play in that curriculum, and will be able to build opportunities for students to live out their values in concrete ways through that curriculum, but also through internships and through the other kinds of activities that they undertake here at MSU. So it really will be a catalyst for the kind of consideration of what it means to be a human being in the broader context of how you're crafting a meaningful life for yourself as a student moving through the MSU curriculum.
Some of the greatest spiritual people I know are not religious. They are secular. They support their humanity and the development of who they are and development of love in other ways. Maybe it's through society or a certain curriculum or something like that. I need what I consider fundamental issues and the religious issues that I believe in to be more fully human. And I am a Christian, and I quote the Christian person, Jesus Christ, in my life. I don't expect anybody else to. By saying, I have come that you have life and have it more fully, and I want to learn how to be fully alive with his curriculum, which is Christianity for me. My Muslim buddies have a different source, but it's all love, and we believe in our Brahmin communities that God is love. But it's not for everyone. Love is to be defined and expressed and elucidated by the individual. And some of them will only reach eros, which is reciprocity. I don't know if I'm at the agape level all the time. I have to keep practicing. I'm certainly not all the time. But I can be very instinctual, too. I was in the Marines. I'm from the Bronx, 2 miles from the Bronx. My father had a filthy mouth. And he's a ghetto kid. He's a beautiful man. He's dead, of course. But I think that the idea of transcending the normal instincts is very difficult, and so you act instead of react.
The chair of spirituality will allow MSU to recruit a world-class scholar who will play a critical role in embedding spirituality into the university's general education curriculum and help put these values into the practice of living a meaningful life.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the opportunity we have is, especially as we think about the 4 years that students have here at MSU during their time in college, it's an opportunity for them to think about what they care about and to shape their value. It shapes their values, and it's a space of time in a life that allows you to kind of come to terms with who you are and where you're going to put your weight as a human being in the world. And so as we think about that and think about what Father Jake is just talking about cultivating the habits of generosity, of patience, of accountability, that we need to provide our students with those opportunities in a structured way where they can learn how to do that. Because it doesn't just happen. You have to practice it. And so we envision that happening in the classroom, but we also envision it happening in internships and in professional experiences and study away experiences and in the full range of experiences you can have during your time here at MSU, whether you're take a leadership position on campus, whether it's supporting a student, a colleague of yours who are going through a hard time, who is facing a challenge in their lives. What does it mean to put your deepest values into practice in a meaningful way? That's what we envision for the chair of spirituality to think about and to help put it into practice in an educational way, and also to research and study, because we're going to get a world-class scholar who thinks about these very issues. And we're going to be able to put them in a classroom with students that will expose them to world-class research, world-class education around what it means to live a meaningful life. And that's going to inspire them to put those values themselves into practice as they move through the curriculum here at MSU, but then make the transition from their time at MSU to the life that they are prepared now to live.
Father Jake believes the chair of spirituality is consistent with MSU's land-grant mission.
And so I believe that what we're doing here is nothing new, but it's a continuation of what has happened with our land-grant philosophy and with John Hanna to prepare people for life, to live life more fully by being people of principle and determination to not succumb to the normality of our instincts. And that's to be holistic. And we fought all our lives over the idea of duality, that we can separate body and spirit, and we can't. Spirituality is the spirituality of the body and the spirit. It's walled together, and it has to be applied in different ways.
Well, I do think that at the heart of the Michigan State Land-Grant Mission, at the heart of the Moral Act itself, is this idea that that we create spaces around the country to advance the liberal and practical education of our students. And this is exactly what the Chair of Spirituality is designed to embody. Here at MSU, there was a moment in the 1860s where there was a real push from the state to move into a two-year curriculum that was very much associated with farm management and very practical, and to move the liberal arts curriculum out of the curriculum and do a two-year professional program. And the faculty and the students really stood up against that and said, no, we want a holistic education for everyone, and we want it to be as accessible as possible. And we want the opportunity to both think about what we care about in terms of our values, but also read the best literature and think and produce some of the best art and learn all of the practical skills we need to know to be successful, but to recognize that a full human life is one that embodies meaning, that is shaped by values, and that the world can only be enriched when people intentionally move out into it who have had an opportunity to think really reflectively and intentionally about what they care about. And that is the spirit that has infused the university from its founding. Father Jake mentions President Hanna, and the recognition that the general education curriculum, mm-hmm. which is now in major land-grant universities, major research universities, the general education curriculum is the curriculum through which the liberal arts gets infused into the experience at major universities. And the opportunity we have here with the Chair in Spirituality is to situate the questions about what it means to live a whole human life at the center of our general education endeavor here at Michigan State University. So this is very much in keeping with the tradition and the spirit of the place.
Dean Long says fundraising for the Folio Chair is ongoing.
One of the things that we're working on in terms of fundraising for the chair is that we have a $3 million goal for the chair. And we need at least $2 million to cover just the salary of a world-class scholar. And that won't really be enough in terms of the amount of money that the endowment would kick out. But the $3 million goal really will enable us not only to cover the salary of a world-class scholar, but also to provide some programming, some resources for programming, so that scholar can come here and have some resources to provide extraordinary experiences for students. So as we build into the curriculum opportunities for students to not only think about their values, but also translate them into internship experiences, study away experiences, and research experiences, that's where the values are integrated into the world. So we need the resources to not only cover the cost of a world-class scholar, but also to empower that scholar to create opportunities for students that are transformative in their lives.
The Chair of Spirituality is made possible by committed donors and a reinvestment of media revenues received by MSU from the Big Ten Network. For the past 2 years, the Athletics Department and the College of Arts and Letters worked with this committed group of donors to endow a faculty chair position to make the practice of spirituality more available to all MSU students.
One of the things that has been so heartening about the fundraising process with respect to the chair is that a significant portion of the endowment, $1.5 million, is coming from revenue that was generated from the Big Ten Network around the athletic endeavor. And that commitment was made to enrich the educational mission of the university. So you hear so much about how, you know, athletics is turning people away from the academic mission. Here we have a great example of how the athletic program and the revenue that is generated by it is being reinvested in the academic mission. And to me, that's the orientation that it should always be there when you're thinking about a university. The academic mission is at the core of what we do, and all of the other things we do need to serve that. And so this is a really wonderful example of how that's happening here at MSU.
Again, it's the Folio Chair of Spirituality in MSU's College of Arts and Letters. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.